is live on MLB Network Radio, Sirius 209 XM 89. Welcome back. I'm Grant Paulson. Thanks so much for making the program. Get to the phones and welcome in an author and broadcast. Tim Haggerty is my guest. He wrote a book called Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. Should be a very fun conversation with Tim, who does such a very nice job calling games for the Tucson Padres. Tim, thanks so much for a few minutes. How are you?
Doing well, Grant. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining the program. I appreciate a few minutes. I heard about the book, and I thought it was too cool an idea and way too close to exactly what we do here on Minors and Majors not to have you on. So let's start first with the book. Basically, you wrote about the most interesting team names, their origins, and kind of where they came from, how they came about. So tell me about this project and when you wanted to decided you were going to do this.
Well, Grant, it started in 2004. I was the broadcaster for the Idaho Falls Chuckers, and I was noticing that so many fans were asking me, what is a chucker? Where does this name come from? It's a pheasant-like bird, by the way. And it became an interest of mine, the most unique minor league team names of both the present and the past. So I began to look for a book on it, and I was stunned there wasn't a book about this.
That's awesome. So let's start with then all the research that goes into it. You find out that this book doesn't exist. You know that it should. You know that you want it to. You decide that you're going to be the guy to write it. Then what?
Well, current teams were great. They would return my calls. They would send me pictures, logos, and their stories. The biggest challenge when it came to the research was the older team names. We have team names in the book as old as the 1886 Oswego starch boxes. So I'm calling these town historical societies, and they're saying, who are you talking about? And it was really a challenge at times, but the Baseball Hall of Fame library was great. I know your listeners know how great it is with the major league side, but they also have a great minor league archive there at their library, and that was the biggest resource for me.
That's pretty neat. So how did you determine how many teams you wanted to do? Who makes the cut for what is, quote, you know, the best team names and what isn't? How did you kind of put the format together?
Yeah, that's a good point. And a lot of these, it came down to, is this a really interesting story behind how they got their name, or is it the most unique name? Where do you decide? In the end, we felt like this is a book about the most unique minor league team names, so that's what we went with. There are more than 150 teams featured, and a fun on-field note about a number of these teams. It was really fun to look back into the history of minor league baseball. For example, we found the Holyoke Paperweights out in western Massachusetts, and underneath their section explaining the team name, we have this note about how the Paperweights once had to end a game early because the two baseballs they had ran out. They couldn't find the two baseballs, so they stopped playing the game.
Tucson Padres broadcaster Tim Haggerty has written a book, and we'll let you know before the conversation ends where exactly you can get it. Of the current teams right now, I mean, you started a debate internally and then with some of your buddies kind of whose names were best. What'd you boil down to as the elite group?
I'll tell you, I love the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in Indiana. Cool logo, unique name, and there's really a cool story behind it. Fort Wayne, Indiana is where Johnny Appleseed was born. It's where Appleseed is buried, and they have a Johnny Appleseed festival there every year. And, of course, he would wear the cooking pot on his head. So that's where the name Tin Caps comes from. And I'll give you another quick one I love, Grant, of current teams. That's the Vermont Lake Monsters. Burlington, Vermont, set right on Lake Champlain. And there's this Loch Ness monster-like rumored creature that lives in Lake Champlain. It's part of this myth in Vermont. Everybody seems to have a cousin that saw it fishing one day. So the Vermont Expos, of course, no longer became relevant when the Montreal Expos moved to D.C., so they needed a new name, and they named their club the Lake Monsters.
It's funny that you're doing this project, and almost ironic, because you're calling games for a team whose team name is the exact same as their parent club. It's
yeah.
Almost like you're like, you know what? My team name, not cool or creative. I have to go find the best cool creative team names.
Yeah, there's only two teams in the Pacific Coast League out of 16, our club and the Iowa Cubs, that have the same name as their major league affiliate. And you're right, that is sort of ironic.
That's awesome. My buddy actually played in independent league ball and still does in New Mexico. He played for a team called the Roswell Invaders. And they had the craziest uniform. It was like an all kind of off-green uniform, like they were aliens with aliens on their cap. It was pretty neat. My guest is the voice of the Tucson Padres, the Pacific Coast League. Fine broadcaster and a quality writer. Now, people want to get this book. Great information, some really neat stories, both past and present teams, minor league baseball. How can they get their hands on it?